The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Edition. Today is July 27th, 2015. I'm your host, Danielle, and I travel from the community called HelpingBuildBridgesAcross.com, building bridges of giving from our generation and to the next. Thank you. Thank you for connecting, for taking time to listen. The door is always open in our community to share your perspective. Today's topic, who surrounds you and speaks into your life? Have you considered who surrounds your life, the company that you keep? I think it's an important question that we should all consider. I recognize we can't always control who comes to visit or who we spend time with. We are surrounded by people in our place of employment, our business, our neighbors, friends who knew you in, community, church, family, associates. We can't always control the visits, but we can control how long they stay, how much time is spent together, who surrounds you and speaks into your life. Have you considered the intent of those who speak into your life? What does their life reflect? Is it a common theme of what you desire for your own? Do they visit you with encouragement, empowerment, time spent discussing possibilities, vision builders, optimists? Are there people who bring laughter, calmness, peace? Are there people who bring good energy when they enter the room, into your presence, or sharing a conversation with you? Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? I don't know what your schedule is, your obligations, your challenges, your dreams or lifestyle, but I would venture that there's a common theme for most of us. The theme being a life of personal fulfillment, peaceful, joyful, aspirations of wonderful things present day, and a hope for a long life filled with great moments and in making a difference in some area of our life. Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? I believe you have to live life with a guarded heart. Allow me to reference this statement, to living a life with a guarded heart. To me, it's like a garden. You plant and you're planting seeds for your life. The seeds are planted by the words that you speak about your life, present day or future, the things that you read or watch, and including the seeds that can be planted by the words of those who surround your life. As with any garden, you plant seeds with the intent of certain things to grow, to harvest, and in our reference here, to grow in our own life. And as with any garden, while the seeds are growing, it's delicate, and you have to be watchful. You have to be guarded on how you water the seeds, how you maintain the garden. You expect the weeds and thorns that have to be constantly removed from the garden as the good seed is growing. So the weeds and thorns are what we're guarding our heart from. In reference to our life, the weeds and thorns are when you are surrounded by people who bring negativity, pessimistic, depressive type people. And for our garden to flourish, we have to pull the weeds. We have to remove the thorns to guard our heart by the amount of time in the presence of these type of people, especially when you're in a building phase or you're visualizing or structuring, planning for great things along your journey. Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? A great image is the formation of birds. They each play a role in flying, and they travel great distance because together they share a common theme, a purpose of destination. To travel great distance, to do great things, you have to be mindful of those who surround your life, who travel alongside your journey. Some people are content with misery, hopelessness, or living a life of status quo or complacency. And as a side note, that is their choice. They have every right to make a decision on the type of life they want to live, the type of journey they want. The only point that I'm sharing is the company that you keep can determine the distance you travel, and you have to decide what you are willing to allow and whom you allow to encircle your life, to travel alongside your journey. Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? From my heart to yours, the journey is fleeting and time waits on no one. But we each have an opportunity to make the most of who we are, and I believe that who we are, our best self, stems from what we are passionate about, what we do that brings our heart the greatest joy and fulfillment. And that individually is unique. It's a place that is the same as breathing. It comes to us and as naturally without effort. We could do it for endless hours. It can be developed. It can be structured, sharpened. But like our fingerprint, it is uniquely our own. Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? Be mindful of the intent of those around you. They could be opportunists, driven by their own purpose and relationship to you. None of us know the heart of those who surround us, only our Creator. So we have to be mindful. We have to be wise to the company that we keep. Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? You are the driver's seat, and only you can decide who surrounds you and speaks into your life. And whatever the decision, it will be the one that travels along your journey. It will determine the distance you travel and the one that you'll reflect on in the end. Will that decision be one of regret? Or will it be, I've lived, I've learned, I'm grateful? You don't have to cut people off or drown their conversation out. You simply decide what to take from it. What can be an asset to your journey? Or, of course, listen respectfully. Just don't receive any of it into your heart. Simply discard, delete, remove, and continue your journey. Who surrounds you and speaks into your life? I'm wishing you a life of fulfillment, to be the renegade of your life, to learn the difference of those who surround your life and speak words that can be assets and not liabilities. My name is Danielle. You're invited to get connected to visit our community called HelpingBuildBridgesAcross.com, giving from our generation into the next. You're welcome to join me in striving to become the best version of ourselves that we can achieve to be.
Lost souls who ever
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.